Welcome to Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. We have reached the one-year mark until the scheduled Winter Games in China, but one year seems like a million years away during a pandemic. Let's focus on the first event, the Summer Games in Tokyo. We told you last week that IOC President Thomas Bach said they were moving forward with plans to hold the Summer Games on time, and nothing has changed. Organizers are still trying to figure out how to hold those games safely, and they're not getting a lot of support from the home nation. A survey this month showing only 16% of Japanese think the event should go ahead as planned this summer. The IOC has confirmed that the plan is to have Olympic athletes tested for COVID-19 every 4 days during the games, the organization releasing its first 30-plus page health and safety playbook. Plans also include temperature checks and encouraging athletes and coaches to clap in support rather than sing and yell, though anything in the playbook to this point is subject to change. The head of Tokyo's Olympic Organizing Committee says he does not plan to resign after controversy over comments he made that women talk too much in meetings. Former Prime Minister 83-year-old Yoshiro Mori made the remarks in response to a call to double the proportion of women on the board of the Japanese Olympic Committee to 40% from 20%. Karate was supposed to make its Olympic debut in 2020 and is still scheduled to appear on the 2021 program. 22-year-old Cyrus Lingle and her 20-year-old sister Skylar, both of Illinois, are anxiously awaiting their return to competition. I had a chance to catch up with them as they, like the rest of the world, await news on the pandemic and news on the Summer Games.
All right, so first question. I talked to you in February of 2020. There have been a few things that have changed since then, obviously. My first question is, are you caught up on Cobra Kai?
I've watched the first two seasons. I have to watch the new one still.
I still haven't watched them, so.
You know, it's interesting because I haven't been caught up either yet, but one of the things that when I was talking to both of you back in February is you were very excited because obviously karate would be a first year sport in the Olympics, and you thought this was going to grow the sport and it was going to be huge. You'd be amazed at how a show like Cobra Kai would also grow the sport. And you know, I've been noticing driving around and seeing maybe a little bit more interest, maybe a few more cars out in front of some of these various martial arts places than I've seen in previous months.
Absolutely. The show shows a lot about just like the culture that surrounds karate and the competition and the bonds that you make and how much fun it can be. So I think it definitely is good exposure, and a lot of people know about the Karate Kid, the movie. So it just, you know, connects it back to like real times now.
All right. So when we spoke in February, when we last talked, you had just returned from a qualifying tournament in France. And at that point, you said that I had asked, you know, did you notice, were there any COVID tests or like, were there weird things? At that point, there were a couple people at the airport with masks on. And that seemed a little strange, a little weird, but things have changed a little bit, haven't they?
Just a little.
Have you been able to travel anywhere outside of Illinois over this pandemic time, or have you pretty much been stuck?
So we, right before everything shut down, we actually went to a tournament in Austria. Okay. And that was literally like the week and a half before everything shut down. But since that time in March, we've pretty much just been in Illinois.
Have there been any competitions? Has there been any schedule? Has there been anything settled to this point over this 9, 10, 12 month span? Or is everything just kind of frozen?
Everything's kind of frozen. They canceled the rest of the 2020 season, I think about June maybe or July. So once it was canceled, we kind of took it more as an off season the last couple months of 2020. But now they're supposed to be the first like K1 again, which is another like international tournament in Portugal, in Lisbon, Portugal. That's supposed to happen, I think, mid to late February. So that'll be the first one that's, you know, on the calendar as of right now.
What are you hearing about that? I mean, will you have to be tested before you travel for COVID? Will you have to go through certain protocols? Are you hearing anything from the USA side?
Yeah, so we actually received an email about it at the end of December saying if we were going to be going or not, just because in order to get into Portugal, the US OPC needs to give us like a letter that says that we're actually going there and that we need to go there in order to compete. So it's an actual legitimate reason to enter into Portugal and then a reason to be leaving. And then as well, we would also need like COVID test that's obviously negative before we travel there, and then the same thing coming back.
Okay. Now, when we had talked back in February, my understanding was you were both working on a point system to try to qualify. You were accumulating points in these various tournaments. Did those get frozen? Are those held in place, or do you kind of have to start over from square one?
No, those are frozen. So there was, I think, two tournaments that were canceled, the European Championships and then the last K1 event tournament that had potential points. So those have been rescheduled for this year to make up for the lost points for people. But for us personally, we were using those tournaments as to gain experience and exposure. And the way that we were qualifying is through the qualifying tournament that is supposed to happen in June at some point this year.
Okay. How's it been going for you the last couple months? I mean, how have you been holding up? Has this been a time to just kind of chill out and relax, or have you been anxious? The one thing that you might have an advantage of is you guys can fight each other, I guess. Right? I mean, there are a lot of people that don't have that advantage. You guys are clearly in each other's bubble. And mm-hmm. as a result of that, you know, that may be helpful for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. At the beginning in March, we actually all our karate club kind of shut down and there wasn't any trainings in person at all. So it was we were super lucky to have each other, that we have a little place in our house that we can go and we can practice. So we were doing that probably through to June or July. And then some of the classes opened back up again, but they weren't quite the same as before because we still had to social distance. So I was thinking of creative ways that we can train without actually hitting each other. Like we were using pool noodles and all these different kinds of things to help us train, but it's back online now. So we just attend Zoom classes and then we'll still train during the day with each other. So we can still kind of keep up with actual fighting.
Okay. Now, have you used this as an opportunity to kind of refocus, or are you trying to keep your schedule as similar as you can to maybe where you were last year at this time, as far as your daily day-to-day routines, kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I think at certain points when, I think at least for me, when the rest of the schedule was canceled, I used it as kind of a mental break, continuing training like that as hard as we were and as focused as we were for, so long would be really difficult to do. So we took it as kind of a mental break and we used the time to help, gain our strength and our speed and to become faster and more explosive. So we used that time, the second part of the question.
No, I think that's right. And that leads me into, I believe, Skylar, it was you who said that, part of the sport really is mentally preparing yourself and thinking about yourself in these certain situations. COVID changes all of that, right? I mean, because in February you were thinking to yourself, okay, I got to get to Japan in 2020, or I got to hit this many points. I got to be at this tournament. But obviously that changes things. Does your train of thought change as well? Does your imagery of how this is all going to play out change?
Absolutely. I mean, at least for me, I liked planning out all of my events that I had coming up, or the ones that I could attend, ones that are going to help me gain points and exposure. And I like to plan it out so I can kind of tell when I could take those mental breaks or when I could give my body a little bit of a break. But with there being such a long break and it being so unsure of when tournaments are going to be, it's been a lot of, okay, now I'm just going to focus on trying to better myself, whether it's through my techniques, getting strength, speed, but it's just working on myself overall. And then mentally, it's been more of how can I improve just a little bit so that next time when we are able to get back into tournaments, we'll be ready for it.
Do the doubts creep in that, everything could get shut down again and this may not happen, whether it be the qualifying, whether it be Japan? I mean, does that kind of set in, or do you have to have a tunnel vision that this is going to happen and I have to hit these certain points, these certain thresholds to make that happen?
Obviously there's always that doubt that, anything can get canceled, especially now, everything is changing from day to day. Nothing is, solid, but as an athlete, we have to mentally prepare that the Olympics are going to happen, because that way when they do, then you're ready. So if you're, expecting it to be canceled, but then it's not canceled, that's a bad place to be in. So I'd rather be expecting the tournament and be prepared for it. And then, whatever happens at that point.
You were going to Roosevelt University. You were going to Harper. What's going on with school? Did that continue on, or did everything get shut down?
Yeah, so I mean, we've still both been going to school. I actually transferred to DeVry because I finished my first 2 years at Harper. Yeah, we both continued going to school, but now all of our classes are online. There are a few classes throughout the schools that are in person, like their labs or anything, but neither of us have those classes. So it's been different trying to figure out how to do a lot more online learning than before, but we've definitely kept up with it and been doing pretty well with it.
And I believe, were you both teaching as well? Were you both doing classes as well?
Yes.
What's kind of happened with that?
Well, we started back, our classes started teaching again in, I think it was July. And then when our state changed back to the level 3 mitigations back in November, like right before Thanksgiving, then our classes got canceled again. So we haven't been teaching necessarily right now. All of our classes are through Zoom. So the full-time instructors are doing those instead of, the part-timers.
All right. So how have you been spending your time during the pandemic outside of training?
Well, I think everyone's a little bit different. I mean, for me, obviously, it's been a lot of school, a lot of spending time with our family. I've actually been picking up a little bit of reading lately just to keep my mind kind of focused and trying to learn a little more, but definitely also binge watching and listening to music and pretty much normal stuff. So,
yeah, me too. I haven't been reading like she has. It's good for her, but I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of TV with my mom, and I tried snowboarding the first time the other day, so that was good.
That's terrifying for people who, we don't need you breaking an ankle,
I didn't. We're all good. It was fun.
Well, and it's Illinois too, so I can't imagine you were, going down the...
No. I was on the beginner hills. Oh, really? I didn't even try to go on the lift.
All right. So what's on the schedule right now? What's the plan in the immediate future for both of you? As far as qualification, as far as your plans go?
Our immediate future is still a little up in the air. We don't have any solid tournaments on our radar right now. Like, they're not on our radar, but like on our schedule for sure. We're kind of seeing, I think we're not going to the Lisbon Portugal tournament, but we definitely will, see how that is run and see how that goes for, other competitors from the U.S. and from other countries. And I think we're just going to take them as they come, I think that's all we can do for now is take the stuff as it comes into our radar in our life.
How's the karate community been handling this?
I would say that it's been a lot of trying to work together through it, just because we are very much like, as a karate athlete, you're the only one in the ring. Like, there's no one else with you. Like, you have your teammates cheering you on, you have your coach cheering you on, but it's really only you. But as a community, we've been really good about trying to keep together and trying to keep up with our training as much as possible. Like, we were doing some trainings with, like, the U.S. team, the junior team, and the senior team at the beginning of quarantine, and just making sure that everyone still has access to some kind of karate, whether it's just trying to figure out ways to do it in your home if you have limited space, or just trying to keep each other positive, knowing that eventually something will come out of this.
Is the plan to just stay in Illinois for the time being? I mean, is there much training that goes on in Colorado Springs or any other place around the country that you would need to go to?
Right now, I don't foresee us leaving Illinois really for any reason right now, but I know there's some there's some training going on in like Texas and Florida, but I don't know like about Colorado Springs or anything like that. But it just, I think it depends on the state and the individuals and, how they view.
Well, I think that you guys are in a very unique and special situation that you can train together. The fact that, you're in a sport where, you still have a facility you can turn to when it's available. A lot of these athletes have been kind of bouncing around the country just looking for a pool or looking for a court or looking for a gym. And, you're in a pretty fortunate situation. And the other thing is, too, you are both fairly young, too, so that, it's not as though you're at the end of your careers. So that's got to be helpful as well, because I'm sure that, and maybe some athletes that are kind of, I know when we talked, you said 25, 26 is kind of when you're hitting the peak in the sport. I'm sure there's some on the other side of that that are really concerned now with this being pushed back a year.
Yeah, we've definitely looked at this as a positive for us because we are so young that, you know, another year only gives us more time to be better than we were last year and to be stronger than we were last year, and more explosive and more mentally prepared. So, you know, as difficult as it is to sometimes find space, you know, like we have space in our house, fortunately. It's not like a full tatami, and we were utilizing outside space, but then it like snowed like 7 inches and iced over it. So now we don't get the luxury of outside anymore. But yeah, so we're definitely lucky and, you know, just trying to take advantage of the situation that was given to us. So
these are the stories that you'll remember, training in the snow. We're going to have some amazing stories, I know, when the world finally is able to come together and share what's been going on. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you hopeful that maybe there are some vaccines that will be available for you for training? Perhaps maybe you'll be able to move up in the line at all?
I think we're hoping that something is brought of these vaccines, just because they are starting to get out there and they're starting to get to more people. But we do know that we're probably pretty low on the totem pole just because we're young and we're very healthy. So if it's going to allow us to get back to tournaments and competing in a little normal life faster, then obviously I think we would jump on that. But other than that, we're just going to have to kind of wait and see what happens with it.
Yeah, I think we'll just continue to be safe until, you know, we're given a chance to make a decision.
Thank you, Skylar and Cirrus. You can hear our first interview with them in episode 29. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow.